Sometimes I wonder what Mariana dreams about when the world sleeps, if she still asks too many questions, or if she's learned to hide half of them in her pocket like someone who keeps notes that nobody reads, but that she misses if they get lost. I wonder if she counts stars like someone trying to remember the way home, and if she's still afraid of losing the little things that only she notices. The sound of the clock, the rustling of the street, the way the light shines through the curtain and hits right in the middle of the room, drawing a future on her that she herself doesn't know if she wants. And I think so much, so much, as if thinking were the only way to hold on to someone who's always drifting away into themselves. Because Mariana has always been like that, half present, half distant, half laughter, half silence, half courage, half fear of having courage. And I keep asking the wind if it's ever heard her cry softly, trying not to wake anyone, if it's ever seen her look in the mirror and wonder if she's doing well or if she's alone going without knowing where. And sometimes I imagine a future with her walking too fast, trying to reach all her dreams at once, like someone who thinks that if she stops, things will crumble and her heart will fall to the ground. But deep down, way down deep, I know what she really wanted was a hug that said, calm down, you don't need to know everything today. And I wonder, what will Mariana be when she finally believes she deserves to be happy and not just try to deserve it, but actually receive everything she never asked for out loud because she thought it was too much of an exaggeration or too much of a dream or too impossible? Will she be the girl who writes letters she doesn't deliver, or the woman who finally sends them all? Will she be the one who waits at the window, or the one who opens the door and says, come in, I'm scared anyway? Will she be the one who falls and blames herself, or the one who falls and laughs because at least she tried? And what if she becomes her version of tomorrow, all crooked, all beautiful, all full of patches that shine brighter than everything that was whole before? And I think of Mariana on the days she wakes up before the sun just to feel that the world isn't so heavy yet, on the days she sleeps too late because her mind won't shut off and her heart insists on wanting everything at once. I think of her keeping all her fears in one box and all her dreams in another, but always opening the wrong box, because it's always been easier to be afraid than to admit she wants to fly too far. Think of Mariana when she tries to be strong and ends up crying in the shower, when she tries to be light but carries the world on her shoulders, when she tries to be whole but falls apart completely at the end of the afternoon. And even so, even with all this, she keeps going one step then another, even stumbling, even doubting, even thinking that maybe it won't work. She goes, and maybe, it says it wasn't in vain. Maybe she will be the one who chooses to stay, the one who chooses to go, the one who chooses to feel without fear of feeling. Maybe she will be whatever she wants to be. In her own time, in her own way, with her messes, with her dreams, with her falls, with the wings she's still learning to open. And I stay here, talking to the ceiling, asking the infinite what Mariana will be when she discovers. And if she hears this one day, I hope she understands that she doesn't need to rush, nor grow up fast, nor fix herself completely before living. Mariana already is. Even without knowing, even without seeing, even without believing, she already is.